It's time for high school football on WKHM. Our live coverage of Jackson area football is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry. Live high school football is on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and we're here at Novi High School as the Lumen Christi Titans get set to face the Marine City Mariners state semifinal football in Division 6. And I'm gonna go ahead right out of the gate here and just prepare the listeners for a couple things. I'm probably going to sniffle. You're going to hear the effects of the wind in our microphones. And other than that, let's have a great high school football game, Brian.
Don't forget about my complaining. Why am I on the top of a press box at Novi on a Saturday?
Yeah, who wouldn't want to be up here in the 13 to 15 mile per hour winds with temperatures, whatever. It's just going to be a good high school football game. Should be fun. Titans fans still filling in here. Marine City actually traveled well. Of course, they don't have that far to go to get to Novi, but Not a tough drive, not a bad drive today, so just a great place to be. I do know there are a few Lumen Christi grads that I know that won't be here today because they're in Ann Arbor going to the Big House this afternoon. So for those of them listening while they tailgate, welcome. We're glad to bring you the action.
No, I say to those listening, get your priorities straight. This is the semifinal game with Lumen Christi, man. What are you doing? It's Michigan Northwestern?
Well, and let's talk a little bit about Marine City, the opponent here for Lumen Christi. Not exactly a rivalry, matter of fact. I couldn't find another meeting between these two teams. But Marine City comes in 10-2 overall. And, again, they've had to go through the same bracket that Lumen Christi has had to go through. Not different teams, obviously, but it's not an easy task. You get to the semifinal game, everybody's pretty good. And they come in at 10-2. They lost in week one to Armada by 1 point. Close game there. Their other loss was to Marysville. So it's not a couple of bad losses at all. Marysville ended 8-2 and lost to Croswell Lexington in the district. And Armada just lost to Notre Dame Prep, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, who beat Lumen this year. So that's, you know, yeah. those are understandable losses for a Marine City team that's still playing. They've won six straight coming in here. Last week they beat Detroit Central 52-26, so they doubled them up. So they, like Lumen, have been able to kind of dominate the competition here in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the one team they did play that some of our Jackson listeners would, Jackson High.
Yeah.
Which they beat by, what, 20? It was 20-plus, right?
Yeah, it was not a not one that was in question for very long, and we kind of anticipated that at the time. But, that's kind of our – the one thing we've seen Jackson and we've seen Lumen, and we could – I think Lumen would beat Jackson this year. So will they beat – will Lumen beat Marine City? We'll see. But it looks like so far maybe the best matchup in the last few weeks, or the toughest anyway, for the Titans.
Yeah, and this Marine City team comes in running a T offense, which Lumen Christi has now seen 2 weeks in a row and have handled both of them pretty nicely. So I don't know how well that bodes for Marine City, although every T offense has little variations to it. We're told that this Marine City has a little extra pop and a little more speed, yeah. So it's going to be a little different.
There are wrinkles.
Challenge.
There are definitely wrinkles to this versus what Lumen's seen the last few weeks between Ida and Constantine. But that being said, I still think it's, the wing T versus the Titans, and the Titans are 2-0 against it in the playoffs, and not 2-0, like, barely. They dominated in both of those games, and that's kind of, and I don't like to speculate that, but it does feel like, at least coming from that point, advantage Lumen Christi.
Yeah, Steve, you and I were talking about this on the way up here, as you know, Lumen Christi here, they lose a couple of stud linemen in Pastoriza and Luke Smith. Yet, we continue seeing a defensive line perform maybe better than what we saw in the previous years. And how's, I don't even know how that's possible when you lose two studs like those two guys.
Yeah, but the middle of the defensive line has been a strength for the Titans defense. And then you go to that linebacking core, strength, defensive backfield, strength. I mean, Titans defense, for all the Cadell Williams brilliance that we've seen, particularly here in the playoffs, the defense maybe doesn't get enough recognition for how well they've played, and today maybe we get a chance to highlight some of that stuff. Titans coming in 11-1, their lone loss quite a while ago. Pontiac Notre Dame prepping a close one, and I think that I still don't feel certain about that, but I do believe they played that without Cadell Williams. So yep. To still go and give a game to a very good Pontiac Notre Dame prep team who's still playing at this point in the playoffs also, that's not that bad of a loss for the Titans and really could have easily been a win. But they've come into the playoffs. They beat Dearborn Heights 42-8. Ida 49-28. Of course, Constantine a 42-6 win. I say that Dearborn Heights game and that Constantine game, that could have been 100-0.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The Titans don't do that. They don't run up the score, but those games are that even as a 42-8 game, that could have been 100-0. How well the Titans were playing and overmatched was that Dearborn Heights Robichaud team. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come up, get you ready for kickoff. Titans band taking the field here at Novi High School. Beautiful facility here. Really great scoreboard. Weightlifting facility we can see to our left. And really cool. Just concessions, everything. It's a really nice spot. If you're not here, we're glad we can bring you here via the radio on WKHM. Back in 3 minutes.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson. At the Junkyard Dog, old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Novi High School. The Titans getting set to take on Marine City, the Division VI state semifinal. The winner of this moves on to Ford Field next Friday, the 29th, 4 p.m. would be the scheduled kickoff for the Division VI state championship game. The winner here will face the winner of another game going on this afternoon, and that's Lansing Catholic and Boyne City. And looking forward to having some score updates from there, courtesy of Tom Ratchford. He's also got some other scores for us already. Halftime in D7, Moreau St. Mary Catholic Central, 10-7 lead over Schoolcraft. That one's going to be back and forth, I anticipate. In Division II, 8 player, Pickford, 28-23 lead over Deckerville with 4:31 to play in the third quarter. Getting started early on a Saturday in those other divisions. But, yeah, looking forward to getting some scores from the other game to see who the Titans or Mariners will play next week. Mariners coming in from the locker room right now. Good numbers for the Marine City team, Brian. Looks like they're not gonna be outmatched by the Titans as far as quantity of players. Certainly Lumen with their call ups and stuff always look like they have extra kids, but I think we're ready for a good one today.
Yeah, it was kind of funny in the press box. One of the Novi people were like, "Hey, what's going on with this Lumen team? They have 100 kids and multiple same numbers." And yeah, that's all the JV team is here.
Yeah. We'll see if they end up getting minutes today as they have in the first few games of the postseason. See if Marine City is up to the task of stopping Lumen, or if the Titans will turn this into a second-half clock runner like they've been able to do a couple times already here in the postseason. I did have, by the way, the score from that Marine City-Jackson game was 50-26. The Mariners won that one. So it was almost the same as their win over over Detroit Central last week. So they did dominate the Vikings. Do with that as you will. But Titans set to take on the Mariners here. And, again, we'll go right from our coverage here to the big house for Michigan football against Northwestern when we complete our broadcast. And then later tonight, 6:45 for the Red Wings on WKHM as well. A trio of sporting events here on WKHM this afternoon and into the evening. For now, we will take a 3-minute commercial break. And when we come back, let's kick it off. Titans and Mariners on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and they're ready to start the first quarter here. Titans won the toss and deferred, so they will kick off to Marine City. Now, we were warned about Marine City's kick return. They do... Starburst, is that what he called it? Sunburst or something? Yeah. Four guys back here to return. When somebody catches it, they get into a bunch, and then kind of you never know who's got the football. In this case, we said maybe Salazar just kicks it over their head and we'll never see it. But for now, it's more of a low liner here, and it's caught at the nine. And they give it off. It looked like going to the right side, and the Titans sniffed it out. Kind of almost an end-around play there, but... carries it out to about the 26 for first down for Marine City. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating, bringing the heat to high school football. IST, over 80 years in Jackson County, thanks to their loyal employee family. Also coverage today brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't.
I'm a new fan of the Starburst kick return. That was pretty cool looking. Kind of remind me of our old Three Stooges episode.
That is a good... comparison. So we got a couple receivers here, as we mentioned, kind of a T formation, but with some wrinkles and some different formations, actually. So two down backs, two receivers to the left. They give it to the fullback, it looked like, here on first down. He's able to bust a few tackles and get out to the 9-yard gain. He was stopped by the referee back there, it looks like, but 9 yards on first down for Marine City. Just a simple dive to the fullback, and he was able to break some tackles.
Yeah, and they even gave him that extra yards. They're moving the chains, calling it a first down.
First down, yeah. It didn't look quite like he got there, but maybe they gave him a little bonus because he ran into the official. So from the 37-yard line, first and 10, Marine City. A little motion in the backfield. Two guys back and then one in a wing spot. And again, it looks like they gave it to the middle of the line, and this time the Titans ready for it. A couple of quick, simple dives here. This time the Titans bring him down. Maybe a one-yard gain. And I believe on the carry we had Nathan Beaker.
Yeah, and I'm going to give that credit to Paul Sattler with the tackle.
So they do give him 2, 2nd and 8 here from the 39-yard line on the the Mariners' side of the field. Receiver split to the right, and now we get some movement, and a flag comes out, so it'll be a false start against Marine City. And just lean in a little bit, but enough, and the Titans pointed it out, and Marine City will move it back 5 yards.
Steve, if there's one thing we do know, it's that you do not want to fall behind the chains against this Lumen Christi defense, because you get, especially with a running team, you get to the second and 13 or 14.
Yeah, we're getting forced into a pretty clear passing down where the Titans defensive backs can kind of get set loose on the interceptions, and the line can really get in on you. It looks like we're getting another illegal movement here in the backfield for Marine City, so another 5 yards. And that'll go all the way back to the 29-yard line. Second down and about 18 here for Marine City.
Yeah, it looked like they got the tight end, Colin Gabler, who just rocked enough. So that's two in a row where they were slight movements, but nonetheless movements.
And, you know, we had noted, Brian, I think the last two weeks, really, very mistake-free football by both teams. Even though the Titans got the better of it and won those games, there weren't a lot of flags. So these two flags on the first possession don't feel usual here. Back to throw on second down, and he does get a man open right near the original line of scrimmage. Looked like it was a catch, and they will
spot the football there. So a nice second down and 18 play. They get it, make it third and 10 at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, and that catch made by Con Gabler there at the sidelines, and that's the man that was just guilty of the movement.
Marine City quick to the line, under center, the QB. Takes a snap, back to throw again. Got a man out deep, and jump ball there. Good defense by the Titans, and I'm going to give credit on that one to Adam Fuller for being over there and knocking it away.
Yeah, that was just kind of a ducky throw out there, just kind of 50-50 ball, and Fuller had the wherewithal to just knock it down, try to make the hero play.
Yeah, Lincoln Osterland on the throw didn't have a bunch of snap to it, and now on the punt, the snap went kind of awry. It goes up the sidelines and out of bounds at about the 30. They're going to put it right on the 30 here for Lewin Christie. First and 10 Titans after holding up on their first defensive possession. We'll see what the offense can do. And we know that they can do quite a bit. This is a very good Titans offense. And GOC talked with Herb Brogan this week, and I got to catch a little bit of that. And he was talking about the quarterback, Timmy Crowley, and he's completing about 65% of his passes, almost 1,100 yards passing on the season. I mean, that's a nice year for a guy who, and Herb even said, he doesn't throw a lot because they have to throw. So, you know, if they had to do that more often, his numbers go way up with that kind of completion percentage. They hand off to the right side. Cadell Williams on first down. He's going to take it for 6, and it'll be second down and 4 from the 36-yard line on the Titans' half of the field.
And Steve, to your mentioning that, we talk all season about Timmy Crowley and how he'd probably just be a star if he was in the right offense for him. I'm sure he gladly gives that up, his individual stats, for the team success. But that Cadell Williams, he's the one that has some numbers we'll mention after this play.
He's in the backfield here, and it's Saunders in motion. They give to Williams right behind Saunders, and he's hit right away. He's going to get no gain there. Third down at about 4. And you don't see that a lot. Good defensive play there by the Mariners to stop him for no gain.
Yeah, if that they maybe gave him a yard, and if so, that's 9.5 yards under his average tote per carry.
Right.
Because when I saw those numbers, he's averaging 10.5 yards a carry. He's got almost 2,000 yards right now and 34 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, he's put up numbers in a season that
it's many
people
game numbers, yeah.
Be happy to have in a career.
It's Barry Sanders, Oklahoma State numbers. Third and about 3. Pitch out to Cadell Williams on third down, and he's going to have to get hit, and he's going to have to work for it. I don't know where they're going to spot that. Right at about the 40, which is the line to gain. But which side of the 40? Looks like they're going to leave it a little bit shy, so they're going to make a fourth down in inches here. About 6 inches to that 40-yard line on the fourth down, and the Titans will go here. You got to anticipate. And we still haven't seen them even unleash Isaac Rayburn yet.
No, and I also, you know, we see Crowley on these quarterback keepers where he sometimes not only gets inches, he gets a couple yards.
Yeah. They do go to Rayburn, and he's going to get the line to gain easily about a yard, but he did run into a wall of Mariners defenders there, so nothing more, but the spot down to the 42-yard line, and the Titans move the chains and continue to work toward midfield here with 7:45 to play in our first quarter for Industrial Steel Trading. We're scoreless out of the gate, but the Titans with their first down.
Yeah, the Titans are no strangers through the years with methodical drives. Now, this year we haven't seen as much because there's always big plays seemingly
right.
happening, but they'll take this clock down as far as they have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, they're very comfortable in 15-play drive. Cadell Williams gets a hole, and we might not have to see it as he gets to the sideline. Foot race, 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Are they going to? No, they're going to come out of bounds at the 2. Oh, man, it looked like he took that to the house. Cadell Williams breaks one just as we were saying. Slow, methodical drive. Well blocked on that play. Just a little handoff right there between the guard and the tackle to the right. And nothing but green space for Cadell Williams. And he doesn't usually lose that foot race. And it looked like maybe just bumped enough to hit the sideline. I don't think he realized he stepped out either. So
yeah.
It'll be first and goal from the 2.
Sorry, Steve. And, yep. And if he lost the foot race, it was because of the angle that the defensive back had.
Yeah, First goal, Titans from the 2-yard line. They give it to Williams. Ball's loose in the end zone. Marine City's got it. Touchback.
Well, but the Marine City coaches to our left are pumped about it. And you know what? I don't blame them because I think they even probably know to win this game today. I think they're going to have to win the turnover battle, and it might even have to be by 2.
Yeah. Well, so the Titans come up short on that possession from the 2. Cadell Williams with a rare fumble. And it popped up into the air, and it was caught by Marine City right away. So they'll move it out to the 20, and the Mariners will take over. Still scoreless, 7:07 to play in the opening quarter of football here from Novi High School. Marine City Mariners offense coming to the field. They'll look from the left hash.
And this is where Lumen's D always seems to step up in these situations when something does go wrong.
It energizes them. And now we get movement from the Marine City line again. The third procedure penalty, pre-snap. And that'll make it first and 15. And like you said, Brian, that doesn't help the cause to have to work from long yardage situations.
Yeah, junior quarterback Lincoln Osterland did not look happy on that. He was like, come on, guys, that's the third time. That quarterback, Osterland, he doesn't have your typical quarterback body. He's kind of built a little like a fullback. And we were told that he's going to keep it a lot in this.
Yeah.
He looks like a fourth running back out there to me.
Sounds like that's a real effective play for them, actually, to have him foul behind one of the, you know, one or both of those running back blockers. They do a quick wide receiver screen. Titans get to that quickly, and they get about a yard on it. Make it second down and 14 after the procedure penalty on first down.
That was defensive end Charlie Saunders on a tackle, and you're right, he got out there quickly.
Yeah, Saunders he's a kind of a bigger body, but he does move well from that defensive end position. They hand off on second down, and the fumble ball was loose there at the end of the play. Marine City dives on it, but I think they were saying he was down by contact before the ball came loose. So they'll get third and 11 here from the 19-yard line for Marine City. 6:34 to play, first quarter clock running. It's a Trips Collision Center, our presenting sponsor for the playoffs. Play action fake and a little screenplay inside screen, and the Titans are on it. Hit nearly immediately after catching the football. Another 2 yards forward, and it's going to bring up 4th and 9 for Marine City and a likely punt again.
And Steve, I just mentioned the Lumen Christie offense does not usually make many mistakes, but when they do, I feel like that's when Lumen's defense is at their best. And they just gave up 2 yards there.
And the Marine City punt again goes to the right sideline and giving them nothing to return here so far. And they'll spot it at the 47-yard line. Titans right near midfield. Great field position for another offensive possession. 70 yards rushing on that first possession for Lumen Christie. And a fumble from the 2-yard line, Cadell Williams, but the Titans ready to get on the attack again. We're still scoreless as this first quarter clock has stopped infrequently so far with 5:51 to play.
Yeah, like many times that we do Lumen games, that clock's going to be ticking because a lot of running, and again, here's another wing T offense where Marine City will also be trying to run.
Single back here for the Titans is Cadell Williams. Rayburg now moving, or is it Saunders moving into kind of a fullback spot? We get a flag in right away on the play. Cadell's going to carry it out to the 50. I'm curious to see what that flag's going to be for.
Maybe some kind of procedure. Yeah. It's coming backwards.
So the Titans will lose 5 here on the penalty.
Play procedure. 5 in the backfield. 5 yards.
So they'll move that to the 42-yard line, and 1st and 15 for Lumen Christie here. So yeah, a lot of early penalties for both teams in the first quarter, and we're still scoreless. And the further you get into the game with the scoreless scoreboard, that benefits Marine City, I think,
for sure.
Pitch out here to Cadell, and he's hit in the backfield, breaks a tackle. But he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. So a loss of 1 for Cadell Williams at the 41-yard line. And it'll be 2nd and 16 now for Lumen Christie.
see right now a lot of people surrounding the box for Marine City's defense, and it's almost like they're going to say, hey, we're going to take away Williams the best we can. Somebody else is going to have to do it.
And, you know, that goes back to that conversation that Greg O'Connor had with Herb Brogan. Coach Brogan said, you know, this Marine City is going to, this defense is going to be faster than they've seen the last 2 weeks. And so far, that's looked correct. Good size, athleticism. Marine City with Lumen on 2nd and 16. And I think we need a timeout here from the Titans. Take a 30-second commercial break. 4:47 to play first quarter. Scoreless on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Titans with a timeout. Coach Brogan looked a little animated, too, at calling that timeout. Didn't like what he saw on the field for some reason. It is a second down at 16 from the Titans' 41-yard line. Cadell Williams up to this point, 6 carries for 66 yards, but most of it came on that 156-yard run. So this is the best we've seen anybody kind of bottle him up so far. Cadell able to get a good head of steam, take it back past the original line of scrimmage, and make it a 3rd down and 8 here for Lumen Christi at the 49, right near midfield. 4.5 to play in the first quarter, and we're scoreless so far. First quarter brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating. Thank you to Trips Collision Center. Ghost Energy had the Sour Patch Blue Raspberry Ghost Energy to get me started for the game today.
That and a big cup of hot cocoa.
That was a quality hot cocoa. I'll shout out Kimmy Kay's in Michigan Center, our breakfast spot this morning.
That was good.
Shotgun here for Crowley on 3rd and 8. And wondered if... looked like maybe Cash Kalahar took off. He was in motion across the formation and trying to time it so that he could be, you know, already at full speed when he took off from the line. But it looks like he maybe went a little early.
Yeah, that looked like something you might see in the Canadian Football League, but illegal here in Michigan High School.
2:47 to play first quarter on the other side of the D6 bracket. Lansing Catholic leading Boyne City 6-0.
And for any college fans, Indiana Ohio State nodded at 7. With 5:22 to go, Indiana's ball
Indiana
after holding
them. Back.
Yeah. Good game right there. Interesting.
All right, 3rd and 13 here for the Titans. Crowley back to throw. He's got one-on-one on the sideline to catch Kalahar. Knocked away and incomplete. It'll bring up a 4th and 13 for the Titans. Usually, Timmy Crowley gets it up in the air near Cash Kalahar. He reels it in. That was good defense.
Yeah, well, you know what I just saw there that we don't see is defensive back for Marine City was about eye-to-eye with Cash Kalahar. Usually he seems to have a helmet head start on somebody, but that's a big defensive back there.
I think I got Daniel Vandiver on the defense there. All right, Titans set the punt. 2 guys back for Marine City near the 15. Of course, Andrew Salazar, we know he's got a great leg for the extra point and the field goals. Kickoffs. This one, nice down to the 25 diving stab to reel it in, and that's where Marine City will take possession on their own 25-yard line with 3:49 to play in the first quarter. Scoreless tie.
Yeah, that was freshman Tucker Volkman with a nice catch there on the punt. That's one where the coaching staff probably wanted to let that go and let it bounce and don't try to make that catch, but he might have saved 10 yards by catching it.
For sure. And now we'll see if Marine City can come and attack without getting a procedure penalty. They have a chance to maybe make a play here. They do hand off on first down and break a tackle and making it out to the 30. So 5 yards on first down is the best start to a drive I think we've seen for Marine City since that opening drive where they had 9 yards, I think, on first down and ended up having to punt it away here. They've got a chance to move the sticks.
Yeah, and usually these wing T teams will take 5 yards on first down every time. Like, that's kind of the goal there.
Yeah. They set up here, and they give it to the wing back coming into the middle. Titans see it, too. He does get about a yard, maybe two. They'll put it up 31, so we'll call it 1 yard. Bring up third down at 4 for the Mariners.
Maybe one of the best things for that Titan defense was giving up 9 yards up the middle on the first play, because that might make Marine City think they can do that. And we've seen that middle of the line is stout.
Yeah.
And that's fairly unusual. It may be a little fool's gold there.
Yeah, they don't give up much there in the middle at all playoffs long. Keegan Grandy in there, big stopper. And, of course, we've been saying Antoine Baker's name for a few years now, it feels like.
Yeah, this is Baker's eighth year at Lumina.
He's trying to get that Grant Bradley status. There's a play fake by the QB. He's going to keep and able to slink ahead for a few yards to the point where the offense might stay out here for Marine City. Maybe fourth and about one. That was a pretty good run after we realized he was going to keep it. He was able to slip a couple defenders and get it up there to the 34-yard line. Line to gain is the 35. The offense stays out. They go extra big here and extra quick. They do hand off, and he gets the line to gain. It moves the chains for Marine City. Hand off on the play to Muscat. He's the senior runner. And he's got 4 carries for 18 yards so far, averaging 4.5 a carry, which is kind of a big number. So first and 10 Marine City from the 38. As we tick toward the end of the first quarter for Industrial Steel Treating, 1:42 to play and the clock running. And we're scoreless so far here at Novi High School. Marine City on their own side of the field, first and 10. There's a quick wide receiver pass and forced out of bounds at the 43. And a good little gain on first down. About 5 yards, and makes it second and 5, and you get 3 plays to get 5 yards.
Steve, we're up here. I mentioned the Marine City coaching staff to our left, and you can tell how excited they are for any 5-yard gain, just anything positive. And it's, I think they know it's important to try to play from a lead or at least tied. They can't fall behind.
Yeah. Kind of a conventional run there, almost look out of the wing tee there, and just a kind of a sweep. And they'll take it out to the 45, and they'll make a third down to 3 here for Marine City. Marine City in the white uniforms with the black accents, numbers, black helmets. It could be navy, but from up here, I think it's black.
Kind of look, it's kind of a Cincinnati feel to them.
Yeah.
Cincinnati University, not Bengals.
Third down to 3. Again, a different look, only one back, and they go to him. Spins off contact right away, but stopped. And they're going to give him forward progress to the 47, which will make it fourth down and 1 again here near midfield for Marine City. And, again, you anticipate the offense staying out, and that's really nice if they can get 5 yards on first down, Brian, and then have three plays to get 5 yards. That feels doable.
Yeah. And that kind of feels like the game plan, too.
Yeah. I believe it was Muscat on that run again. He's got now 5 carries for 22 yards. The offense out again for Marine City. Big chance for Lumen to get off the field. They go to Muscat. He breaks a tackle and dives at the stick just enough. Titans thought they had the stop, but from our vantage point, they clearly got the line to gain. First and 10, Marine City from the 49. So they still haven't been able to get across midfield, but it looks like they'll have a chance here as we run out of time on the first quarter. 0-0 after 1, back in 60 seconds with the second quarter on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Avenue Auto has moved. Still located on West Michigan Avenue, you can find Avenue Auto across the street from their previous location on the curve, where there's more room, more vehicles, and more deals. Avenue Auto is still the pathway to Jackson's top pre-owned vehicles, featuring vehicles ranging from $5,000 to $20,000. No money for a down payment? Inquire about their zero down program. Avenue Auto, family owned, treating you well for 30 years. Located in their new lot on West Michigan Avenue, across from their previous location on the curve.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
First down, Marine City runs a little QB sweep, kind of a play, almost a bootleg, but not quite. I mean, the T version of the bootleg reminds me of Timmy Crowley, and that QB kind of hides that ball. You don't know he has. It gets 3 yards on first down, second coming up. And this time they hand off and picked him right up in the air and brought him down. That was a big tackle. Jaden Lund on the carry and brought down, I think it was Antoine Baker making the play there.
Yeah, it was the Baker low and Rayburg high, and he paid for it.
So Marine City into Lumen territory at this point, though, at the 47-yard line, third down and about six. Seven carries for 26 yards so far for Muscat to lead the Mariners offense. They got two receivers out and rolling out looking to throw. And now pulling down to run. Good coverage there by the Titans to come up and make the tackle. He's not going to get anything on third down there. And so rolling out Osterland. Brought down, and it'll be fourth and six now for Marine City. Again, in Lumen territory at the 47-yard line. And we'll see what they do. The offense has, it looks like at least they're showing punt. And they do get a good one away into the wind a little bit, and it goes to the sideline. So, again, they're kind of keeping the Titans from being able to return anything in the kicking game, and that'll move them back to the 10-yard line. So that's a good, if nothing else, you back them up. And so far, at least, Marine City's got to feel like their defense can contain this offense.
This kind of has a feel opposite of when I watched Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, where nothing was really happening. I know the scoreboard's not lighting up, but it's two really good defensive teams right now. Kind of trading actual punches.
Yeah. Titans take it back to their 10-yard line. Again, they were on the verge of going into the end zone here early, and a fumble at the 2 kept the Titans from scoring on their first possession. Now, since then, they've had to punt, and now here they start back at they'll put it at the 15. First and 10 from the 15 where the punt went out of bounds. Give us to Cadell Williams. He works left and then cuts back a little in the middle. He's going to get about 5 yards out to the 20, second and 5 for Lumen.
Steve, right now this feels to me almost like two teams that are quite similar in what they want to do. The difference is, though, Lumen has Cadell Williams, and he seems like that home run threat every time he touches it. Marine City has that.
Right, and I agree with you. And even when Cadell Williams has a 5-yard run, it always looks like it could have been a lot more if one different thing had gone right, and all that takes is another blocker. I think Marine City's done better against him than anybody we've seen thus far, maybe all year. They give to Rayburg on second and 5, and he's going to get pushed backwards. Forward progress will take him to the 21, and it'll bring up third down and about 4 for the Titans. But a good job stopping that halfback trap, or the fullback trap, rather, that Lumen runs so well.
Yeah, and if you're Lumen Christie offense, you just feel like, hey, give me 2 plays, I can pick up 3.5 yards.
Yeah.
One way or another. I haven't seen Crowley on a keep yet.
9 minutes to play here, second quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can online at MinutemanSewer.com. 24-7, 365. If you need them, they'll be there. They give to Cadell Williams on third down. Leaps over the pile and able to get the first down. And it feels like if there weren't that little scrum in front of him that he jumped over, that would have been the chance to set the afterburners up, off and get into the open field again. Instead, it's still a nice gain and out to the 28-yard line. First and 10 Titans from there.
And Steve, the clock keeps ticking here. We're at the 8:40 mark, going under 8:40, second quarter. Still scoreless.
I know when I looked up at the 9-minute mark and I was like, didn't we just start the second quarter? This is, you know, just, yeah, to still be scoreless at this point, and Lumen with a lot of field to work with. Crowley will hand off to Williams again to the right side and looking to bounce to the corner. Gets the edge. Now he has to hold up. Good pursuit by Marine City. He's going to get three on the play to the 32. And it'll be second down and 7 for Lumen Christi.
Boy, even though Cadell went out wide right there, that was still a lot of Marine City bodies there.
Yeah.
You know, some, usually when you see that many, it's something in the middle. You get eight guys in the pile over there by the sideline. That's unusual.
A little personnel change. Saunders comes off, and Josh Dumont into the game. Sometimes then they can do some trickery there with the speed of Dumont from the wing or from the, you know, receiver position.
You know what? It looked like Coach Brogan had a little extra to say to Crowley given this play, so maybe we're about to see something a little different.
It is kind of a pro set. Single back. Crowley fakes, and he's going to get hit for a loss. Normally we see Crowley with that play fake and that, you know, hiding that football on his hip. But that was just penetration from the defense. In for the sack was Cooper Letson, senior defensive lineman here for Marine City, and that's a big stop for them. Make it third and 13 now for Lumen Christi.
And that was a good play by Cooper there. However, I'm going to give that credit to the coaching staff because that looks like something they scouted and were ready for. Because you're right, usually Crowley hides that ball and people go for it. They were not biting on that.
Titans at the 25-yard line, third down at about 13 here on their own side of the field. Still scoreless as we get down to 6:30 in the second quarter. Crowley takes the snap and on the move, and we'll get a flag coming in. And that's going to be an illegal shift, it looks like.
I think they got him with a delay of game.
That is the call. Another 5 yards. Third and 18 now for Lumen Christi. Moving back to the 20-yard line. We're still scoreless here in the second quarter for Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Appreciate the Conopackies. There's continued sponsorship of our high school sports coverage, particularly, I think they might be Lumen Christi fans. Thank you to Trips Collision Center, our presenting sponsor for the playoffs, and of course all of our sponsors have been along all year. Big game here, big play here perhaps for the Titans, third and 18. I don't think they'll try to do anything too crazy. They did get a step down deep. Crowley's going to lean into it. Can he get it up there? Caught! West Learned taking it to the house. Touchdown, Lumen! Crowley, great protection. Able to step into the throw. Learned got a step on the defender. And Crowley let him perfectly just basket catch on stride. And Learn takes it to the house. Titans on the scoreboard, 6-0 after the huge play.
And, Steve, there was so much good about that play because, for starters, the amount of time Crowley had, he was looking toward Kalahar on the left sideline, and whether that was his first read or not, all of a sudden he had time to go ahead and launch one to Learn going up the seam.
Like Joe Burrow stepping up into that throw. And,
yeah, he did.
And again, kind of on a line, too, so it looked like maybe they were going to be able to get a hand into the passing lane, but no, caught by Learned, and he didn't miss a stride. Took it to the house. The extra point for Mr. Automatic is good. 7-0 Lumen Christi. 30-second break. Kickoff coming up on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 5:37 to play in the first half. Titans score first, 7-0, 80-yard touchdown pass, Timmy Crowley to Wes Learned, and now the Titans defense. We'll see if they can hold serve here.
Any 80-yard touchdown pass is a good one, but on third and 18, those are extra special.
Yeah. They squib kick it here, again, to kind of avoid that return. They go to it anyway, and the guy they gave it to keeps it. And so the return gets them to the 26-yard line. And that was interesting. It was Luke Real, the freshman, on the carry, but they one of the up men caught it and threw it backwards to him so that they could still run that starburst return that they do.
Yeah, and that wasn't just like a 2-yard pitch. That was like a 10-yard pass backwards.
And he fired it at him.
Something you don't see very often. I mean, they must practice it a lot because that feels like a dangerous play. But
yep. 26-yard line, 1st and 10, Marine City, trailing 7-0 here in the second quarter. Halftime coming up in 5 minutes, 28 seconds. And there's an outside run, and that's going to get a little bit of running room, and they'll get about 5 on first down. Call it 4, out to the 30. 2nd and 6 for Marine City. On the carry there, Ian Tetler.
And that was kind of the play that Constantine, if they had any success at all, it was kind of running out wide like that last week. But Lumen doing a good job of just stringing that out.
4-yard gain on the play. 2nd down and 6 for Mariners from the 30-yard line.
2nd down. Big shift in the backfield. And they go into the middle of the pile there to the 33 on the carry. 32, rather. And bring up 3rd down and about 4 for Marine City.
That was Paul Muscat on that carry, and he got a yard out of something that looked like maybe he might go back a yard.
Mm-hmm. They did a good job moving the pile forward there. And again, four yards, you got 2 plays to do it likely here if they are able to get some positive yardage on 3rd down. And again, they do some motion. Titans almost moving there. They snap, rolling out to throw. Continuing to roll out. He's got a man, fires, and he's going to get the 1st down and then some to the 46-yard line and pushed out of bounds. Pass and catch there. Daniel Vandiver on the catch. Of course, quarterback Lincoln Osterlund making the throw. 1st and 10 from the 46 Mariners.
Good throw by Osterlund on the run. You know, that's sometimes hard to be as accurate as he needed to be because Fuller had pretty good coverage.
Yep.
Put it the only place that Vandiver could get it.
1st and 10 Marine City. And they hand off again on 1st down, looking to get to the outside and stand on his feet and battling for some yardage there out to the 49 on 1st down. Going to get about 3 yards, but worked for every step of that on the carry there, Austin Brown.
Yeah, Austin Brown looks like he didn't miss leg day very often.
No.
As he was holding his own, and those legs were turning.
On the other side of the bracket there, score update on the scoreboard here, 13-0 Lansing Catholic. Looking to punch their ticket to Ford Field this afternoon as well. Right now it's 7-0 Titans here. Marine City 2nd and 6 for midfield, and they hand off, and Muscat's going to carry that into Titan territory and brought down at the 47-yard line, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 3 for the Mariners.
Boy, Muscat really followed his blockers well there. It was like he was body surfing.
Yeah.
He wasn't even running. He was just on them. Just going.
So as they went down, he just kind of skied on their backs for a little extra yardage.
He did.
3rd and 3 here as we tick down 3:11 to play first half. So Marine City's offense needs to get going, and Muscat on 3rd down is going to get the 1st down, broke a tackle to get there, and now carries to the 40-yard line. They got a flag coming in late in the play. They threw it right into the pile there.
Makes me think that maybe there's a little face mask. Not sure what else that would be.
Number 10, Logan Decker, involved on the tackle.
Face mask is the call. Against the Titans. 5-yard face mask. So they'll go from the 40 to the 45-yard line. Little help there as the clock stops at 3:01 here in the second quarter.
Just a little 5-yard face mask. Must be illegal hands to the face.
Kind of, yeah. In motion, they give to Muscat into the middle of the line, and he's carried right back to the line of scrimmage. Forward progress is going to take him out to the 33-yard line. So it'll be 2nd down and 8 for Marine City. We get 2.5 left here in the first.
I think that was Rayberg, and if so, that's his 8th tackle of the half. That's a monster number.
QB keeps on that one. He'll get upended at the 30. So about 3 yards there, and that'll make it 3rd down and 5. And Marine City starts using their timeouts here with 2:15 to play. Let's take a 30-second commercial break on the timeout. 2:15 to play when we come back. Titans lead 7-0 on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Titans lead at 7-0 here, 2:15 to play. It is 3rd down and 5 from the 30-yard line in Titan territory for Marine City. This is probably their best drive so far. Rolling out to throw on 3rd down. Looking downfield, nothing there. Now looking to find a gap to run through and diving for that 30 or the 25-yard line. I think he got stopped a little shy. They're not going to move the sticks, but it'll be 4th down and inches here for Marine City as the clock runs down to 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's probably a good decision there by Osterlin. Look well covered.
Yeah, like you said, even that pass that he did complete as they go for it on 4th down. Titans think they stopped him. I think they did too. They went to Muscat, and they're going to mark that right on the 26-yard line, short of the line to gain. 1st and 10, Titans going the other way.
That was just a good job by that defensive line to stand them up and push them backwards at least.
And now with a minute 40, if you're Marine City, you think, all right, well, can we keep them out of the end zone or keep them off the board for this minute 40 going with a 1-score deficit in the half? That's the feather in your cap at this point. Obviously, the benefit is if we recover a fumble or intercept something like that. But for now, you go, can we keep them out? And you don't know. Minute 40, Cadell Williams is electric, and he could go the distance right now. They do an end around to Marion Clay. He finds a gap. On his feet, jumps over defender out to the 40. That was a play that could have gone the distance there for Marion Clay. Loses his footing, but really a nice run for the Titans and a good time to use a little end around. 1st and 10, Titans at the 39-yard line now.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody in the house, at least myself included, thought this would be Cadell Williams. A couple handoffs, seeing if he could break one. That was a good play call.
Cadell Williams lined up in the slot here. 5 wideouts, empty backfield for Crowley. And he does go quick out to Cash Calhar, threw it over his head, incomplete. Just a quick wide receiver screen there to the sideline of Cash Calhar, and he just overthrown.
Steve, that was close work. That almost looked like a backwards pass where that could have been a fumble.
It skidded out of bounds, yep. And they didn't change the
The
spot at all.
If so, yeah, that would have been back a few yards. It was close.
Yep. Down to 108. Clock stops with the incomplete pass. 2nd down and 10 for the Titans from their own 39-yard line on the right hash. Titans in the green jerseys, gold helmet and pants. White numbers. Timmy Crowley's number 7. Pitches out to number 1, Cadell Williams, to the outside. Skidding through traffic. Now pulling people, still on his feet. Into Marine City territory, over the 45 to about the 43 before he stopped, Cadell Williams. And that's what we always marvel at. We know he's got the speed and the footing, but he ends those runs with power so often, and he got extra 4 yards on that.
He did, and that's awesome. However, those are also where fumbles can take place, and yeah, I didn't mind him just going down.
51 seconds. Crowley spikes it to stop the clock. So now the Titans must feel like they can put some points up here. They get the football back to start the second half. The strategy is playing out right into Lumen Christie's hands. Leading 7-0 with 48 seconds to go and the clock stopped.
I know in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have been great the last couple of years of what they call double dipping, you know, get a score to end the half and then get it back in the second half. Lumen has also shown a propensity for that.
And now we get some motion, a timeout for Marine City, it looks like here. We'll take a 30-second timeout, final 48 seconds of the first half. When we come back, Titans lead at 7-0 on WKHM.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
We're back here at Novi High School, again, just seconds away from the halftime break. Titans lead at 7-0. And on the drive right now, and they spiked it to stop the clock there after a first down run by Cadell Williams. So it is second down and 10 from the Marine City 43. Three wide receivers for Crowley rolling out to his right. Now inside handoff back to Cadell Williams. A lot of room to run. He gets the sideline to the 20. Cuts it back inside. Inside of the 15 to the 14-yard line. First and 10, Titans there. What a great play call for Lumen. Everything lining up to look like a pass play. Inside handoff, delayed handoff to Cadell Williams, and he had a lot of room to run, and they go right to the line and spike it again. 35 seconds left as the clock stops for Lumen.
And am I mistaken? Does Lumen still have two timeouts?
Yeah, I think so.
Board is saying, yeah, so yeah. They're doing a good job with two timeouts left and 35 seconds. They still can do anything they want. They can still hand the ball off a couple more times.
And again, we're 35 seconds from the end of the second quarter here. 3:23 to play in the second quarter. Lansing Catholic still leading Boyne City 13-0. The winner of that one will be the opponent for the winner of this one Friday afternoon at Ford Field. Shotgun here, Crowley looking to throw one-on-one. There's fakes it to Callahar. Now pulls it down and fires it in. Incomplete over Callahar's head, and weirdly in this game it felt like Crowley and Callahar haven't quite been on the same page as they usually seem to be. You know, different ends of a phone line or something, it just gets connected, but here I don't know, the cellular signals interrupted.
That and Marine City does have a defensive back that is Callahar's size, and
yeah,
not just being able to take advantage.
Titans line up here again. Third down and 10 after they spiked it. Rolling out to throw this time, Crowley, and he will throw it. He gets it to Cadell Williams in the flat at the 10. Makes a diving move out to the 7-yard line. And that'll be fourth down and 2 from there.
Well, there. 7-yard line. I thought it was going to be 2-2. That looks like closer to 3.5 to me.
Could be fourth down and 3.
They say 3, yeah. They're chain gang that real quick. First down chain doesn't look, it's not really giving us a good angle to the sideline. Anyway, it's a fourth down here for the Titans. The offense does stay out. Down here, it'd be easy to let Andrew Salazar put a boot to it. A little hard count here from Crowley, it looks like. Play clock gets down to 6, and then we'll get a timeout from the Titans.
So now we're going to see. I kind of thought the same thing if this was in Salazar territory. Try to go up by 2 scores.
So we got 23 seconds timeout here. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Stay with us at the halftime. We'll go over the stats and stuff from the first half and set things up for the second half, and we'll get the This Week in High School Sports from the MHSAA. Still a tight contest here. 7-0 Lumen Christie with 23 seconds to play. Could be 14-0. Fumble at the 2-yard line from Cadell Williams as he was about to go into the end zone. The big play here is that, and a good stop on fourth down and 1 for the Titans defense where Marine City was on a drive. So big defensive plays have been the real difference here. Both offenses have struggled to really get anything going. The Titans have looked good on this possession. Otherwise, that one touchdown is an 80-yard pass play.
Yep. Steve, it looks like they're going to keep their offense on the field.
So fourth and about three. Titans offense is out there. Crowley under center. Cadell Williams a deep back. Get the line shifting. And now setting up. They give to Cadell. Cuts it back in. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen. He needed three from the seven. He got seven. And with 19 seconds to go, it's 13-0 Lumen.
Boy, you have a weapon like Andrew Salazar who you know could give you 3 points. It'd be tempting to send him out there. But then you say, you know what? I have another weapon. It's number one. Let's just give it to him, and we'll double the 3 points. And now Salazar can come in and do his thing.
Senor Automatico kicks it and gets it. 14-0 Lumen with 19 seconds. Let's get 30 seconds of commercial break, and we'll get our final kickoff of the half on WKHM next.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 19 seconds to play first half, 14-0 Titans. And Lansing Catholic has scored again in the second, so they lead Boyne City 20-0, and we're starting to see that. Put that likely Ford Field matchup take shape. Titans now just a little squib rolling kick to avoid that starburst return, and so they'll flop on it here at the 39, and that's where Marin City will start this drive with 18 seconds to play till the halftime break. One timeout for Marine City left.
Yeah, I think that's a smart play. Marine City quarterback, although shown us a couple short, accurate ones, we're told that he's not much more than maybe a 20-yard
arm. Yeah.
20-yard arm. And boy, Luma Christie setting.
Yeah, full prevent here.
Take
the knee, and they'll head to the halftime locker room. 14-0 the score. Tell you what, that's as good as we've seen anybody play against the Titans so far in the postseason. And still 14-0 for Lumen Christie to lead going into the halftime locker room. We do have live stats here coming from, just a shout out to Novi for a really great facility, a good team out here, and wish we were indoors in the heat, but other than that, things are all right up here on top of the press box. And a great view around. Even if you just look around the baseball field behind us, you got a whole softball baseball complex across the way too. Playground equipment, beautiful buildings out here for the athletic facility. If you've ever been out here, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But lovely atmosphere for this. What's been a really fun game so far, Brian. And numbers wise, the Titans defense has done a great job against Marine City, as we'd expect. Osterlund can throw. He's 4 for 5 for 29 yards, though. So, yeah, nothing. They're not looking to go big gains out of the passing game. Meanwhile, rushing-wise, for Marine City, Paul Muscat with 12 carries for 41 yards, averaging about 3.4 a carry. And that tracks with what we've been watching from here. Quarterback Osterland carried 5 times for 14 yards. And then Austin Brown with 5 carries for 12. So, again, the Titans have done a good job bottling up that run game. And if they can't get those going, then what else do you do offensively if you're Marine City? And that they've run this. They had, a good drive going, got stopped on a fourth down in Titan territory. And that was the best we've seen this wing T work against the Titans at all. Ida did have a little bit of luck, and they did get on the scoreboard. But other than that, it hasn't been this has not been an effective offense against the Titans.
Yeah, and that Titan defense is so good. It's so difficult to try to have sustained drives against them because you just run into one series where they knock you backwards 5 yards or a penalty happens. And it's just almost impossible to just continue having sustained drives against this defense. You got to have a big play somewhere in there.
Yeah, meanwhile, the numbers for the Lumen, Cadell Williams, 13 carries, 145 yards and a touchdown. That's a half. He's still got a second, another half to add to that. 56-yard long, averaging 11.2 a carry. That's the Cadell Williams. That first couple drives, he's on his average is about 10.5, and he was averaging about 2 per carry. At some point, it always seems to turn around where Cadell gets a big one, and that's what happened.
A wise man once told me, water finds its level.
The big play of the first half, really, the 80-yard touchdown connection, Crowley and West learned. That kind of broke things open offensively, and now 14-0 is where we stand. Lumen Christi leading Marine City. Brian, analytically, if you're Marine City, what do? You're down 2 scores. You come out, you kick off to the Titans again. Potentially, the first time you get the football in the second half, you're looking at a 21-0 deficit.
Yeah, and that's the problem that you have when you run this kind of offense. You can't fall behind by 2 or 3 scores to a good team because it takes too long to make that up.
Yep.
And that's assuming that you're going to stop Lumen Christi. You know, we've seen them enough where I don't think Lumen Christi's done scoring here. I'd be surprised if they don't score at least 2 more times. So you're Marine City and you're thinking, how are we going to make up 28 points and a half against this defense? And it's not going to just be by handing it up the middle.
Right.
So they're going to have to dig deep into that playbook and do some things that maybe they're not as comfortable doing. And that's exactly what Lumen Christi's hoping to turn you into.
Yeah, and the thing, too, is maybe you finish this half, you're Marine City, you go into the locker room saying, all right, we know what we know, and we can adjust, but Lumen's not going to come out and look exactly the same in the second half. They adjust better than anyone I've ever seen, and the way the creative play calling that just seems to build on every play, builds on the last play, and so you're going to come out with different wrinkles and different things you didn't see in the first half. And I think there's plenty of film on Lumen Christi. They've run a lot of offensive plays this year, but I'm sure they've got a player or two that they're keeping back just for such a situation. So, you know, it's going to be a tall task to come out and get a stop and a score and then do it again before Lumen's able to put up anything else. You know, it's a tall task for Marine City going into the second half. Right now, a 14-0 lead for Lumen puts them well on track to a third straight trip to Ford Field for the state finals. And it looks like, anyway, their likely opponent is Lansing Catholic because they lead Boyne City 20-0 here at the half.
Yeah, back in the day with Miami and Notre Dame, they'd say the Catholics versus the convicts. We might just have a Catholic versus Catholic.
That might be a thing. Again, we had a couple of updates earlier. I don't know what's changed since, but Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central was leading Schoolcraft 10-7 at the half. And an 8-player Pickford, 28-23, leading Deckerville in the third quarter. We'll see if we get updates for that. In the meantime, let's take a 3-minute commercial break. Get the this week in high school athletics. That segment from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Then we'll be back here at the half again. Marine City trailing Lumen Christi, 14-0 here at WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Everything you need to know about the eight-player football championships and new ways for high school students to get involved in officiating. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The eight-player football finals are at the Superior Dome in Marquette for the eighth time, but not all consecutively. Eight-player was added as an MHSAA sport in 2011, and at first there was just one division. That first championship game was played at the Superior Dome with Carsonville-Port Sanilac winning over Rapid River. Greenville High School hosted the next 5 years, from 2012 through 2016. Eight-player split into two divisions starting in 2017, and that's when the finals moved back to the Superior Dome. Two division champs were crowned there in 17, 18, and 19, but in 2020, the eight-player finals were held in Brighton, and then they moved back to Marquette in 2021 and have been there ever since. So if you're keeping track at home, that's 1 year in Brighton, 5 years in Greenville, and this is the eighth year at the Dome. Powers North Central is the only team to have won a championship at each of the three locations. The Jets are 5-0 all-time in eight-player championship games, winning twice in Greenville, twice in Marquette, and once in Brighton. The Superior Dome opened in 1991 and is the world's largest wooden dome. It's a geodesic dome, which means it has a lattice shell based on a geodesic polyhedron. Another geodesic dome you may be familiar with is the Spaceship Earth exhibit at Epcot. The Superior Dome is 143 feet tall, has a diameter of 536 feet, and it covers an area of just over 5 acres. The artificial playing surface is retractable and is home to the Northern Michigan University football, women's lacrosse, and women's track and field teams. For more on the eight-player finals, check us out, MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Essexville Garber's Audrey Ball. Her block at the net for the final point in a 5-set win over Kingsley gave Garber its first ever regional title in volleyball. Tecumseh's Emma Eldred, she had 15 kills in a 4-set win over Parma Western. This is the Panthers' first volleyball regional title since 2011. And a Battle Creek Lakeview's Livy Overbeek, who had 11 kills and 10 digs in a regional championship win over Portage Northern.
graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Do you know the two main differences between 8-player and 11-player football? The name gives one away. 8-player is played with three less players. The other difference is the field size. An 11-player field is 120 yards long and 53 and a half yards wide. An 8-player field in Michigan is the same length but 40 yards wide, which moves the hash marks in as well. But other than those two differences, the rules of football remain pretty much the same. At least 5 players on offense must be on the line of scrimmage at the snap, and each offensive player must be within 12 yards of the spot of the ball when snapped. High school overtime rules are the same. Each team gets 4 downs from the 10-yard line to score.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register.
Check out what's happening with some varsity volleyball players in the Southwest 10 Conference. 13 players from Centerville, Decatur, and White Pigeon are now MHSAA registered officials, able to work middle school and sub-varsity contests. The 13 took part in the MHSAA's Legacy Officials Program, a program designed to allow high school students to learn the skill of officiating under the supervision of a veteran MHSAA official. The Southwest 10 plans to offer this to students interested in officiating in basketball and wrestling in the winter, and then baseball, softball, soccer, and track and field in the spring. For more on the Legacy Program, go to MHSAA.com and click on Officials. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership above.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Nice halftime performance by the Marine City Band. As we snuck into the press box to kind of reset, warm up a little bit, and we're back up here on top of the press box. And again, going coming out of the first half, 14-0 Titans. Really didn't. This is the best anyone's played against Lumen, definitely in the playoffs. And the offense didn't kind of unleash really, but late in the half, it did feel like they were capable of it. So I anticipate they'll come out here with a burst of energy and some good play calling and march this down. That's my expectation.
Yeah, and it's funny just what we do expect. Speaking of expectations, here we think that was, you know, a good half from Marine City. Total yardage, Lumen Christi for the half, like 290 and Marine City 97. So yeah, still dominating, yep. Although a lot of those yards coming on maybe three plays.
Yeah.
And the 80-yard catch from Learn.
A 56-yard run for Goodell.
Yeah.
So that's two plays, 136 yards, and we'll see what they've got in the big play category coming up here in the second half. Both teams going through their warm-ups. Titans huddled up here right in front of us at the 35. Just a pile of gold helmets there around head coach Herb Brogan. Gosh, when you think about Herb Brogan, this is his chance. This win would be number 420 for Coach Brogan, in third all-time in the state of Michigan for wins. And, gosh, you got to feel semifinals, two-score lead at the half. How many times has he been in this position? Most of the time you're coach, you hope to get here one time.
Yeah, right.
And Coach right. Brogan, it's par for the course for him in a lot of ways, but I think they never get tired of it. I think he kind of said that to Greg O'Connor, that it's always kind of new and always exciting to have these big games. I guess that's why you do it, you know, it keeps you going. And these players look forward to it. But I think there's almost a little like, I don't want to be the class that doesn't go, you know, when you graduate. Titans out to return here as the kick is a squib. And Wes Learn's going to field it at the 25, takes off on the run to the 30, 33. And he's twisted down, first and 10 there from the Titans on this possession. Working right to left on your radio dial as Cadell Williams comes from the sideline, makes his way out. And that Lumen Christi Titan offensive line that we don't say enough good things about. Looking at Andy Salazar down there handling business out there. Of course, we talk about him kicking. Not that he's not enough about him clearing the way for Cadell Williams, as well as Maverick Sturgakos. How have I not said that name a dozen other times this year? Give to Cadell Williams on first down. He's in the secondary now on his way to the end zone. First play from scrimmage in the second half. Cadell Williams takes it to the house. Touchdown, Titans. And that was just that offensive line giving him a big hole. Cadell doing the rest with those legs. The speed is evident. 20-0 Titans.
Yeah, we talked about foot race earlier. That time they were even. There was no angle.
No.
And number one separated himself. It didn't take long.
And you could see, really, it was a great chance for us to see him pulling away from two guys behind him. And it just the gap kept getting bigger by yard line. Touchdown, Lumen. And now an extra point from Mr. Automatic, Andrew Salazar, and it's good. And it's 21-0 Titans. 30-second commercial break. And we'll kick it off on WKHM next.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Andrew Salazar with a teed up to kick off. Titans lead at 21-0 here in the second half. I barely even got to mention Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our third quarter sponsor, before the Titans are on the scoreboard again. Another squib kick that's going to get down to the 30, picked up there, and he turns around, starts his momentum the other way. He was actually moving back toward the end zone and turned it around to run it up to the 36-yard line, first and 10 from there for Marine City, the Mariners trailing by three scores.
Yeah, Steve, I can see the concession line stand from here. There's still a lot of people in line getting their popcorn and you know what? They better get back to their seats. It didn't take the Lumen Christi offense, but 18 seconds to light up the scoreboard.
66-yard touchdown scamper there from Cadell Williams to get the Titans on the board right away here in the second half. First down and a keep from Osterberg. Did I get the wrong? Osterland, excuse me. I knew it was not right. Osterland on the nice first down carry for Marine City and takes it to the 41. Or 39, no, 41, I was right. Second down and about five here for the Mariners.
I was going to let the Osterberg just go. I didn't want to correct you because I didn't want to become my wife.
Titans defense now making a play. And it's Antoine Baker. And so on second and five, caught in the backfield for a four-yard loss. Third down and nine now for Marine City.
This is not what I anticipate the Marine City coaching staff talked about at halftime for the first minute of this half.
Not at all. Another big play there. Antoine Baker having a nice afternoon here for the Titans.
When you do not have those big play capabilities, we're fighting uphill if you're Marine City.
And now Osterland escaping the pocket, looking to throw, directing traffic a little bit. And he does get it out to the receiver on the run. He caught it, so they'll get a first down. Big play. And it almost was bigger as the tackle was just missed and able to grab a shoestring and bring him down. Big play there for Marine City into Lumen territory at the 37-yard line.
That play all got started with Osterland almost tripping him. As he was rolling out, that play almost came to a halt.
Yeah, 38-yard line here. And they give it up to Muscat on first down. And he'll run to the left side for about five. Where do they got that marked? 33-yard line. Second and five for the Mariners.
I suppose if you're Marine City, you don't abandon what got you here yet.
And another carry down to the 30, 29-yard line. And so that makes a third and one. So a little bit of momentum here for the Mariners offense. Getting that rhythm, kind of picking up where they left off late in the first half. Titans were able to get a big fourth down stop, but in this case now third and short. Osterland under center. He might just keep this and dive. Nope, he gives it up to Muscat. He's going to get the first down distance, it looks like. Titans are saying he was stopped, but they're going to move those chains.
Yeah, I think so, although I thought so, Steve, but I don't see the chain game moving. In fact, I see the four.
Yeah, they did say just shy. I thought for sure that was going to be. They got it at the 27, fourth and inches. And Osterland, a little mistake in the backfield. I don't know if he got it.
I don't think he did, and the Lumen Christi defense sure doesn't think he did.
He stood up and kind of got bumped backwards, and sure enough, not enough for the first down. Another big fourth down and short stand for the Titans, and they'll take over on downs at their own 29-yard line.
It looked like he ran into big Drew Sweeney, number 55.
Mm-hmm.
The senior came out pounding his chest.
Yeah, Osterland stood up. It looked like he was going to keep, but instead of just kind of diving and grabbing that half a yard they needed, he kind of bumped into an offensive lineman because the Titan defensive line got such a good push. Titans lead at 21-0, 9 minutes to play third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, first and 10. And they give to Williams, this time to the right side, and he's off to the races again. Tripped up at the 35, falls forward to the 38-yard line. So on first down, it's about 9 yards for Cadell. Second and one for Lumen. Cadell now 14 carries, 211 yards, and two touchdowns on the day.
Yeah, and if Tucker Volkman doesn't get his hand on his shoe, you could have added another 60 to that.
Yes.
He was off.
Cash Kalahar split wide left for the Titans. I formation. Cadell Williams a deep back. They get to Rayburn on the second and one carry. It looks like he's out to the 40, so that'll be first down distance for the Titans. From their own 40-yard line, first and 10. And the clock down to 8:15, leading 21-0. Right the position you want to be if you're Lumen Christi at this point in the game. And again, the last score update from Lansing Catholic, they were leading that 20-0. So that it does look like a Catholic-Catholic matchup is pending here. Lumen's going to have to finish this one off.
I mean, this right now has a feel, unless there's some crazy turnovers or something going on.
And they go to Cadell again, and he's off to the races, into the secondary, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Lumen Christi, 60 yards. Again, Cadell Williams. Right 7:38 to play here, 27-0 Lumen Christi. We're going to get Andrew Salazar out to kick another extra point. And Cadell Williams just continues to, what do you have, 211. He's got about 270-ish.
Yeah, well, we'll take a look up at the board here in a second.
Snap is there, hold is down, kick is up. Salazar make it 28-0 Lumen Christi. And with 7:38 to play in the third, we'll take a 30-second break, and the Titans will kick it off again with a four-score lead in the third quarter in the state semifinals.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Here we go. Salazar set to kick off again. Marine City to return trailing 28-0. We have 7:38 to play. We're still in the third quarter, but Titans have come out. Cadell Williams specifically coming out and having a big second half. And the kick rolls down to the 22, where Marine City's going to pick it up and take it to the sideline. Knocked out of bounds there at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Mariners from that spot.
Well, Steve, through almost one quarter, there was no scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought this was just going to be kind of two heavyweight defenses battling out. But Lumen got him with an uppercut, a jab, and that last one felt like the haymaker that might have just done it.
Yeah, it was about 16 carries for 280 and three touchdowns. Cadell Williams, 17.5 yards per carry for Lumen Christi's fine running back.
You set video game numbers, and those sure are.
Yeah. Marine City coming out, and there's a gift to Muscat right into the middle, and he's bumped and stopped for no gain. Maybe they give him a half a yard, but let's call it second and nine from just on the other side of the 30-yard line. A couple of different Titans in on the stop. Isaac Rayburg. He's been in on a lot of plays. He's got 10 tackles today at least.
Yeah, he's been awesome from that middle linebacker position.
Yeah.
As he's been all year.
Cassius Griffin, of course, another fabulous defensive player there for the Titans in the middle.
And we have Grandy and Baker. And
yep. Baker's had a great game. There's a little play action fake back to throw. He's got a guy open and missed him on the throw. And there's a defender who runs into the receiver after it's incomplete. And third down and nine now for Marine City. I like the play call, and he did kind of have a step, but just a tough throw out there. And with Josh Dumont's got good speed and good size in coverage.
Yeah, that's just a long throw from clear on the right side of the field all the way back.
There we go, under center and rolling out to throw again is Osterland, and he's hit as he lets it go, and Muscat had it and dropped it. They're saying he maybe got it. Looks like he stayed it. They do call it a catch. Great concentration by Muscat, and he must have got one hand underneath that ball to hold on to it.
Yeah, from this angle, it looked like it might have hit the ground. He had to have done it one-handed.
Right at midfield, first and 10 for the Mariners. That's a big play to keep their drive alive. And with 6:28 to go, the clock runs, and they shift around and set up. And a couple fakes, and there's a give into the line and pushed backwards. Not much gain, called a yard, 2 yards, second and eight at the Titans 48-yard line on the carry there by Austin Brown.
And again, that was Cassius Griffin and Rayburg again.
23, Cassius Griffin.
Six carries today for Brown, 8 yards.
Gain of two on the play. Second down and eight.
Kind of Benny Gasson numbers.
Osterland takes a snap. Keeps it, bounces to the outside. He's going to get the edge. He might get to the stick here. Stops, stays on his feet at the 40, and now the reinforcements come to bring him down, but he should have a first down for Marine City at the 40-yard line. No, they're going to put it on the 41 and leave him about a half a yard shy.
Yeah, and the last time this happened, we thought, okay, well, it's just going to be first down next play by Lumen. Mm-hmm. Bowed up twice.
It's third and short here. 5:20 to play third quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Every touchdown today for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, we don't pay a dime. Cadell Williams has had three of them, the other one Wes Learn. And they do give to Muscat, who's going to slice through and grab 2 yards in first down at the Titans 38.
Perched atop of the Novi press box. I don't know that we would need air conditioning, but we could maybe use some heating.
Yeah, I should talk to Gary from Aspen and see if we can't get some kind of a portable heat system for next year. We've been back-to-back years in the cold during the semifinals. Rolling out the throw on first down, Osterland. Got a man, pumps, and then decides to throw. Intercepted at the 9, underthrown and caught there, and taking it back to the 30-yard line for Lumen Christie, and that is Adam Fuller on the interception. Titans get the ball back.
Pretty easy one for Fuller there, as he was just camped out waiting.
Yeah, and Osterland pumped once and then reloaded and threw it, and it just was underthrown. Maybe if he lets it go when he first wanted to.
Yep.
That would have been the play.
And if he was trying to throw to Fuller, it was a great pass.
We've got 4:32 to play here in the third quarter. Titans football, 30-yard line on their own half of the field is Crowley in the huddle here with the play call. Titans to the line. Tight form here, and then we get a timeout now from the Lumen Christie sideline. Let's take 30 seconds during the timeout. Titans lead at 28-0. We're back with the final 32 of the third quarter when we come back on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 4:32 to play third quarter. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Titans lead at 28-0. After the interception, they have first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Left hash, Cash Kalahar, the wide receiver. They give to Cadell Williams up the middle, and he's gone again. 70 yards to pay dirt this time for Cadell. To the house. Touchdown, Lumen.
No flags on the field. And Cadell is putting a stamp on this game.
All the action is happening to Brian right there at that line of scrimmage, and if he gets through there, he's off to the races. There's no linebacker there. It's just that great blocking scheme by the Titans, and they're executing so well.
That's his third long run where he wasn't touched.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, boy, you told me halfway through the first quarter this was going to be a running clock game.
Yeah, I know.
I would have laughed right in your red-bearded face.
Yeah. 70 yards to the end zone, and the extra point is good from Salazar, and it's 35-0 Lumen Christie with 4:21 to play in the second half. And we're going to take a 30-second commercial break, and the Titans will kick it off again, and the clock will run in the state semifinals here in Division 6. Titans looking to head to Ford Field next Friday. We'll be there if they do. Back in 30 seconds.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. A lot more. Get your fall cleanup done with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers and trimmers from Steel. Chainsaws from Steel and Husqvarna. Get your lawnmower and tractor winterized with their two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers. And don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Visit PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Salazar kicks off and rolls it out to the 28-yard line where it's picked up and returned to the 32. Just got stuck with it a couple times there, Cooper Letson. First and 10 for Marine City from the 33.
How'd you like to be Wes Learned right now, or Isaac Rayburg? Like, Wes Learned has 80 yards and a touchdown. Rayburg has 13 tackles, and you're going to be an afterthought because Cadell Williams with 350 yards and four touchdowns.
17 carries, averaging 20.6 a touch. 70-yarder. A 56-yarder, a 66-yarder. Back to throw here now. Osterland gets it loose to the sticks. Caught. There's 15 yards, 16 yards on first down. Make it 18, I think. Nice throw there. Wide open. Easy to complete those passes when the guy's just standing there by himself on the sideline. Clock runs down to 3:13 here in the third.
Let's get to that point now where just intensity is hard to keep up.
Rolling out to throw again, Osterland. And now he'll keep tucks and runs. Didn't get brought down by Saunders, and looks like the football came out. Titans say they have it, but I think they might say he was down.
Yeah, that might.
They are on that. Yep, there's a signal.
And I don't know if he was or that was a pity down.
They do get into Titan territory, second and 8 from the Lumen Christie 47-yard line.
The stats now getting out of hand. Lumen Christie, 450 total yards to Marine City, 180.
There's a handoff on first or second down, rather. And caught and brought down at the 45. So we'll get two. It'll be third and six for Marine City from the Titans 45.
And that was junior Keegan Grandy.
Number 72, Keegan Grandy on the tackle for the Titans.
The clock ticks down to under 2 minutes of this third quarter. I see Benny Gaston over there throwing on the sidelines.
Practice taking knees. Run play here. It looks like they'll get another first down as he's brought down just at the 39. That might be a little behind the stick, but just inches. And that's been the story of the day for Marine City on third or fourth down and one. It's happened more than they'd like to have had.
And they just, again, they just don't have that home run threat that Lemon Christie possesses.
There's a handoff to Muscat, and he's going to get the distance to move the sticks again. And they'll put it at the 37-yard line, first and 10 Marine City from there with 1:03 to play in the third. Again, 35-0 Lemon Christie.
Probably get a couple, maybe two more plays this quarter, and then I'm expecting to not see a starter out there for the Titans the rest of the way.
Yeah, we're going to get the good look at the JV. Wing in motion, they fake a end around, and it looks like it was maybe going to be a pass play, but a false start against Marine City. So on first and 10, they'll move it back to make a first and 15. From the 42.
Yeah, with the running clock still running, we might not see another play this quarter. If so, they're going to have to hurry as it's 14 seconds.
27-7, Boyne City did score over at in that other game. 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Lansing Catholic still leading it by 20. Shotgun and a little wheel route out of the end zone or the backfield, and some room to run for Austin Brown, and he breaks a tackle all the way up to near the 20-yard line.
Good positive play to end the third quarter.
12 minutes to go here, 35-0 Titans, and the football will be at the 20-yard line for Marine City when we come back. 60-second commercial break, and we'll do the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Hard work us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union. Keeps a membership up where they. Membership up where they. Keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. And online at WKHM.com.
Osterland keeps it, carries it inside of the 10, so we got first and goal now for Marine City from the Titans' 8-yard line. Osterland looking to give it up, hands it off, good trickery there. But they do get it inside the 5 to the 4-yard line, second and goal from there.
And the tackle made by senior Andy Matthews. Looks like a few of the Lumen first team defense are out. A couple still in there.
Osterland going to keep this one. He's going to get caught for a loss. They'll take him all the way back to the 9-yard line. He goes down at the 10, but they're going to probably say he was stopped at the 9. Yeah, that looks like the spot. Third and goal from there.
Sean Wilecki bringing him down.
Third and goal. A couple wide outs. Rolling out to throw as Osterland finds an open man at the 6, and he's dumped out of bounds, so it'll still be fourth and goal, and it'll be at about the 6-7 yard line.
You expected punt?
It had looked really promising here for Marine City until that nice defensive play out in the quarterback sack, and now fourth and goal from the 7 doesn't feel very optimistic. Osterland. Austin Brown in motion. He's rolling out to throw. Brown near the goal line. They're going to chase him back. He throws off his back foot, and it's picked off. One-handed stab there.
The one-handed pick from the big fellow. Wait, we get
Cassius Griffin?
Is that Griffin?
Yeah.
It is Griffin. He was one of the few starters still in there and paid off.
The Titans stop him again and take over on their own 4-yard line as the running clock continues. 35-0 Lumen with 9 minutes to play in our fourth quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Hey, thank you again to Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. They got 5 different Lumen Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdowns today. And now Benny Gaston controlling things as the closer, Kenyon Bushinski, I think, in the backfield there, takes the carry. And he's going to get a couple yards. A flag comes in from the sideline where I'd expect maybe a holding or a defensive, you know, something that was like a face mask or something.
And whatever the penalty is, it does look like it's against Lumen, and it will not be for many yards.
Wait, and they, again, the referees might, so we'll eventually get to hear what this is.
Could be the league procedure. A league of formation on the offense. 5 yards. Pass the distance. First down.
So it's first and 12 and a half. First and 12 from the 2. I guess they were really on the 4. So first and 12, the half the distance penalty, a legal formation against the Titans.
Please reset the clock at 8:50.
Whoa. They put almost a minute back on the clock to the dismay of many of the fans here that if it's cold out. I heard several whats, and that included my little whoa.
So they started back up from 8:50.
Okay.
And with 35-0 Titans lead, first and 12 from the 2-yard line on their own half of the field. This is still a kind of touchy spot to be in. They give it to Bushinski, and it slams into the line. He's not going to get anything. So it'll make it 2nd and 12. Just looking for a little breathing room down here. Maybe move the sticks and
we
run this clock out.
We joke about Benny Gaston because he comes in and he usually is the guy that takes the knees. And I joke about his rushing yards per attempt average. This is where if I'm Benny, I take off.
Almost done. In the other game, 27-14 in the final minutes there, Lansing Catholic and Boyne City, so it looks like it will be Catholic. They give it to Amarion Clay on 2nd down, and he'll take it out to about the 5, which would, they do say 6, so 3rd down and 8 here for Lumen Christi from their own 6-yard line.
Clay got taken down hard, and that's the bad thing of being Cadell's backup is you get kind of just an angry, surly Marine City defense. They're going to take it out on you now.
It's down to 7:25. And again, the clock's still running here at 35-0 Titan lead. Stay tuned for the post game here. We'll get our industrial steel treating player of the game is, you mentioned it, that looked like Clay went down hard, and he's coming off with a flat tire there in the left leg, perhaps favoring it. So they switch number two for number two. And they go from Marianne Clay to Johnny Furness. He's split out to the right. They're going to pitch it out to Tommy King. Carries over to the left sideline, out of bounds for maybe a yard. And it'll bring up fourth down and eight for Lumen. And we'll get the punt team in there for the Titans. 6:49 to play in the fourth quarter.
I was looking to see, do we even have a second string punter? Does Salazar get to rest that punting leg as well?
So it looks like that 27-14 is end of the third quarter. Boyne City, two-score deficit against Lansing Catholic.
Making a little run at it.
Yep. Salazar punt. Not a great one. Blown out of bounds. I think the wind's taking things over to that sideline. So the Titans defense will have their work cut out for them to keep Marine City off the scoreboard here as the clock runs down to 6:05. And Marine City's going to have a tough time getting anything in before this clock runs out because
quick. I also like the fact that you love Andy Salazar so much that you're just going to blame the wind for any kind of poor thing that maybe he does, because he doesn't do much poor.
No. But I'll be honest, all punts this game have ended up on that sideline over there pretty much. And they give it to Austin Brown on first down. He's going to get 8 yards and knocked out of bounds in front of the Marine City bench at about the 22.
Austin Brown on the
carry. They got 21. Look at him. About 9 yards there on first down. Second and one. Down to 5:19.
Just had a Lumen Christi coaching staff member come show me Cadell with officially 17 carries, 350 yards. Kind of saw that on the board already.
But live, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Confirmed.
Yep. Not a bad game.
That's not a bad.
Or three games.
Three games, right? Marine City hands off on second down. They'll get the first down. Muscat taking it up to the 15-yard line. And we're at 4:40 on the clock.
Wish I had Cadell on my fantasy team.
Right?
Could bench everybody else and still win.
Muscat, 22 carries for 72 yards on the day. Osterland rolling out, looking to throw. Does throw it up to the 10-yard line and taken out of bounds at the 11. Completion to Cooper Letson. Second down and about two from there. No, that's not a great spot. 3 yards. Second down and three, I'll say.
This is starting to feel like a Sunday night pickup basketball game when both teams say, well, you want to just play one more game? And yeah, I guess so. Let's just go to seven, though.
3:58 to play. Muscat getting loose, and he'll take it into the end zone. Touchdown, Marine City Mariners. 3:44. 35-6. Is the total here.
And we've seen this play before where Lumen is dominating and then, you know, the other team scores a time or two late.
Uh-huh. Extra point here for the Mariners. Snap is high. Mishandled. It's loose and they will not convert. That's where we'll stand. 35-6, 30-second break, and Marine City will kick off on WKHM with 3:44 to play.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call.
They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Score just came across the scoreboard here. Lansing Catholic 27-14 lead with 10:26 to play in the fourth quarter over there. Meanwhile, here with 3:44 to play in the fourth, 35-6, no running clock. We got to sit this last 3:44. You got to anticipate if you're even entertaining an onside kick here, right? Probably for Marine City.
Boy, you would think so.
For fun.
You can be a referee. In fact, we need you to get out there and be a referee now more than ever.
I think we're even getting some substitutions here on special teams for the Titans.
And they are just kids' games. So if you love
35-6 again, our score here.
Today at MHSAA.com.
Stay tuned after the game for our player of the game, as if you could, if it could be anyone else, but rolling kick, they don't onside kick it, and it's mishandled and dove on at 35 there for Lumen Christie. It was briefly dangerous, but handled well by Titan special teams, and it's Hayden Gilbalt who got on that one. Greg O'Connor giving me an update for his status. Said two blankets with a hot pizza.
Oh.
I just got really jealous.
As if I wasn't already jealous of GOC.
Right.
Now I really am.
I could just go for the two blankets, honestly, up here on top of the press box. There's a little fake Betty Gaston and gives it up to, I think that's going to be, is that Tommy King? On the carry, yep. So he'll get about three on first down for the Titans from the 35. Keep that clock going now. It's a running clock as long as Lumen doesn't stop it. 3:20 to go.
We could make GOC a little jealous, too. Let's just take a picture of our hair.
Oh, ouch. Yikes. Second down and 7 yards for Lumen Christie at their own 38-yard line. And they give it to Bushinski. He didn't have a clear running lane there, and so he goes nowhere. Third down and 7 yards for Lumen.
2:40 left, Steve. And our listeners could probably hear the wind blowing.
Yeah.
It's not getting warmer.
It is not. And the sun, if that sun fades even slightly, I don't know, at 2:51, it should still be warm. You know, this should be the warmest part of the day. It doesn't feel that way. It actually feels like it's about 6 o'clock at night, and we're just about to wrap things up from this overcast windsock location. I guess we can rest easy as Gaston takes a snap of pitches out to Tommy King. He's going to stop for a loss. No weather next week.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's going to be balmy and
wonderful
Ford Field.
Comfortable Ford Field from the seventh floor there in the broadcast area.
We go there so often. I think I have an office there.
They
I do.
Yeah, they have room. We go bump into Dan Miller up there.
There'll be some popcorn that was sitting there from maybe the day before.
And some Thanksgiving Day.
Some really syrupy Sprite.
Some Bears fan who's finally had enough. Left his jersey behind. They give to King on fourth down, and he's going to take it back to the 39, but no further. First and 10 from there for Marine City as we stop it at 111. 35-6 our score here. GOC said he's still winning with the haircut because he saves on hair products. Threw all the rest of that into the old retirement pot. And you had to buy all that moose, Brian, that you use. Luma Christie timeout right now.
I'm going to go punch whoever's responsible for that.
Say, what would you have on over-under for Lumen taking timeouts inside of 2 minutes with a 35-6 lead? It is basically a defensive squad made up of underclassmen and bench players.
Yeah, the lot of duplicate jerseys out there. And you can tell the JV one because the numbers are different sizes. A little smaller.
Yep. Well, Lansing Catholic has scored again, 34-14 now with 9.5 to play in that one. So it started to look like maybe the game would be in question for a little while. I'm starting to feel like it's going to be Lumen Christie and Lansing Catholic.
Okay.
Next Friday at 4 p.m. at Ford Field.
Those two teams used to lock horns every now and then in regular season.
Yeah.
I don't think they have for a while. We'll have to look into that.
There you go. Play action. Ulsterland looking to throw. Chased out of the pocket now. Let's one go. Might have been past the line of scrimmage. It goes incomplete out of bounds.
Fans wanting a late hit or something. I think the officials just want to be done. Okay, here comes some small numbers.
A lot of noise coming from the stands here now. Going in, Chris Blakeman. Big freshman Chris Blakeman coming in right there in the middle of the defensive line.
Grandson Andrew Brogan in. Xander Martinez in, all freshman.
Oh, mishandled, fumbled in the backfield on second and 10 and dove on and recovered. But now it'll be third down and 15 for Marine City as we get down to the 47-second mark. And no timeouts coming in. None left for the Titans. Marine City is not using any of theirs. Looks like they've accepted their fate. 35-6 with 30 seconds to play.
And somebody's on the field today. Duda, Andrew.
Wow. Back to throw, Osterland rolling out. Lets it go. Caught by Letson. And he's brought down.
I gotta believe that's it.
That's it. 10 seconds. Last play for Cooper Letson is a nice reception. Final seconds off the clock. 35-6. Lumen Christie victorious in a game that, like you said, Brian, after one, I think we were still scoreless. Turned quickly, 14-0 at the half for the Titans. They came out, and it was the Cadell Williams show in the second half. Just three big run plays, three big touchdowns, and it got out of hand quickly. And that's where the difference came. And it really is. I don't know what they could have adjusted at the half, Brian, but whatever they did, it just opened those running lanes for Cadell that weren't there in the first half. And he was, of course, if he gets a little chance to turn on the speed, he takes advantage. And he showed that speed in the open field to us today in a big way. 350 yards, four touchdowns for Cadell Williams. Let's take our last commercial break here. And we'll come back and wrap up the broadcast. Titans win at 35-6 on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game. Here's the Titans. Come out and dominate the second half, 35-6 the final, and really the last touchdown is kind of garbage time, and if the Titans wanted to go out there and if it mattered to them about having a shutout or anything, they could have done that.
Yep.
But they just played Titan football, and they came out here and smashed them in the mouth enough times that eventually they were able to knock them out. That's my take. I will look at the numbers here and stuff, but great. As good as anybody played a half against the Titans this postseason was that first half for Marine City, but they just couldn't. They couldn't keep up.
Yeah, and you said the dominating second half, which it was. It kind of did get started there in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Lumen took that 14-0 lead, and you just felt like with them getting the ball coming out of the half, okay, if you're Marine City, maybe you get a stop and can make a game. Instead, one play into it, Cadell Williams is rushing for a 70-yard touchdown, and at that point it just felt like, okay, well, the number's going to be whatever Lumen wants it to be.
Yeah, and when we really think about the first half, if it's not for a fumble at the two,
yep.
Cadell Williams starts things off with a 56-yard run that would have been a touchdown and a lead, and what the second half looked like could have started much earlier. Marine City did kind of rally from that, but couldn't get any points up on the board. And great dominating performance by the Titans.
I've really only seen one questionable decision, and that's the decision to move to Division 6. Maybe we wanted to go up to 4. Because it's been a pretty easy walk so far.
Yeah, well, and back in Division 7, looked like Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central was dominating Schoolcraft, so maybe that would have been a matchup that could have given them some... giving them a little bit of a hard time.
And it looks like Lansing Catholic up 34-22 with 5.5 to go. So, you know, it looks like a Lansing Catholic matchup here
barring
next
someone,
Friday,
yeah.
But there's still a little time.
Yeah. And I do have some other scores coming in. With 8 to play, Cass Tech 17-14 right now over Detroit Catholic Central would be a little bit of an upset there. And I'll get you what I had from our friend. Again, thank you to Tom Ratchford for keeping us updated on some other scores. Last that we had was, D1 was, again, Catholic Central was tied with Cass Tech 14-14. We know that's now 17-14. Cass Tech lead. Hudsonville was 7-7, tie with Rochester Adams. In D1, D3, MLK, Detroit MLK 19, Mason 14, and then Zeeland West with a 20-7 lead over DeWitt. Riverview Richard 30-8 lead over Decatur in Division 8, And then again in 7 was a final, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, 38, Schoolcraft 7. So that was what we had from elsewhere. We're going to wrap it up and get somewhere warm from here at Novi High School. Again, the Titans now will look likely opponent, Lansing Catholic, with 5:26 to play. We're not going to wait that game out. 12-point lead for Catholic in that one. You'll find out who it is on Monday. A.M. Jackson and Mark Daly. And we'll be there for the game, whoever it is, Ford Field. It is Friday afternoon, Black Friday at Ford Field, 4 p.m. the scheduled kickoff time for the Titans' third chance at a state championship. Player of the game for Industrial Steel Treating. I like to read the script. Player of the game is sponsored by Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson. Cadell Williams brought the heat to the game tonight. 350 yards on 17 carries, 4 touchdowns, and just it was a great chance for Cadell Williams to be on display. I hope there was somebody from college programs watching him play today. Not that they haven't been watching him all along, but he's going to go and put on another show at Ford Field, I anticipate, on Friday. So we'll look forward to being there. Thanks to Luke Moorhead in the studio, the professor Brian Hyans. Thanks for struggling through the cold. Any final thoughts for you, Brian?
Well, we thought Lumen was maybe a 21-point favorite here today, and the only upset today was us when we found out we were going to be on top of the press box.
Let's run through some numbers here really quick. Lincoln Osterland, 11 out of 16. I didn't realize he threw it that much, but 129 yards, 2 interceptions. Paul Muscat led the rushing attack for Marine City, 23-81 with 1 touchdown, their only touchdown. 23 carries for 81 yards, 3.5 average. Cooper Letson, 4 catches for 57 yards, the leading receiver in the game. Timmy Crowley went 2 out of 5, but 1 80-yard touchdown pass to Wes Learned. Cadell Williams, 17 carries, 350 yards, 4 touchdowns, including a long of 70 yards. Marion Clay, 2 carries for 16 yards. Isaac Rayberg, 3 carries for 7 yards. Isaac Rayberg-like performance. Normally he's quite... he's going to give you a couple on every carry. Tommy King, 4 carries for 5 yards. And Kenyon Bushinski, 2 carries for 1 yard total. Wes Learned with 1 catch for 80. Cadell Williams, 1 catch for 7.
And, Steve, in hindsight, it's easy to say, well, it was going to be what it's going to be. But that Crowley to Learn play was the first score of the game in a quarter of no scoring, and that felt like a huge play at the time.
It did, yep.
And it was a big play. It just kind of really snowballed from there. That got it going.
Well, that's great. Hey, thanks again to Tom Ratchford for the score updates, as well as GOC, Luke Moorhead, and Professor Brian Haynes. One more game for us this season, and it'll be Friday at Ford Field. And we'll wrap it up and talk to you next time here from Novi High School on WKHM.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.